Dear Lord, give us the strength to endure the pain, the agony. But I guess I don't really feel bad. It's just force of habit that I moan and groan on Monday. Back when I was a pro football player, now Mondays were really hell because I hurt from head to toe. I was sore, I was bruised, I was beaten. Yeah, oh, I weighed another 40 pounds. Back when I played middle linebacker. Yeah, everybody knew me as Bronco Griesmanelli. I'll never forget running out on that field. The cheerleaders dancing. I was fierce. Some people called me unsportsmanlike, but I was out there. I was out there to hit somebody. I was out there to hit somebody. I'll never forget the game. Well, the game that changed my life. I was dancing around back of the line of scrimmage, trying to distract the quarterback. He handed the ball to the running back. He came across the line of scrimmage. Yeah. I hit him as hard as I could. I mean, I shook him up from head to toe. And when he hit the turf, I reached down and bit his jugular. He's lying there on the ground screaming with his jugular shooting blood 4 feet up in the air. Whistles were blowing. People were yelling. Nobody could get a clear view that I had done it. But we still got an unsportsmanlike 15 yards. But it was their star running back. And as they carted him off with blood shooting up in the air, I just said, hey, see you next Sunday, huh? Well, I could see when they went to huddle. They were all talking and looking at me, talking and looking at me. I knew they were going to try something, so I moved right up to the line of scrimmage. I stood there taunting them, taunting them! When one of their big, big linemen reached out with his elbow and hit me right in the teeth, breaking 3 of my teeth. He went to laugh when he did. I spat 3 teeth out of my mouth right down his throat. He grabbed his throat and goes, he dropped to the turf. Everybody said, anybody know the Heimlich maneuver? I said, yeah, I do. And with a cleated foot, I hit him right in the solar plexus. Them teeth shot up in the air. And with his bleeding belly and his aching throat, they carted him off, too. Ah! Finally, there was a furor at the other bench. And this player came walking out. He must have been 6'6", 375 pounds, a solid rock. His name was Thumper Moran. He couldn't play football worth a damn. They just used him as the enforcer. We stared at each other across the line of scrimmage. Like a flash, he reached out and grabbed my hydraulics. Well, not to be outdone, I reached out and grabbed his. We both looked each other in the eye and squeezed as hard as we could. Our jaws were set. Our eyes were red. Sweat was pouring down our faces. Referees were blowing whistles. Offsides, offsides. People were screaming. The crowd was going nuts. The cheerleaders were yelling, squeeze him again! Harder! Squeeze him again! Harder! Squeeze him again! Harder! And finally, I went, ah! Finally, Thumper went, ah! And we both blacked out from the pain. That was the only way they could get us apart, because we were two huge men possessed with the desire to surpass the other one. And the pain was the only thing that beat us. We both passed out. He was dragged off to his bench. I was dragged off to mine. I'll never forget. When I regained consciousness, I was in agony, and Estelle was looking down at me. She said, honey, you've been ejected from the game, but through it all, I'm very proud of you. I looked up at her and I said,